Amen. Glory, honor, power and majesty be unto Christ our Lord. We thank the name of the Lord for yet another time like this, another day to be grateful, I would say, to thank Him more and more. In the last 2 days, we have been thankful to Him. I think the messages of the last 2 days have been that we should be grateful to God that we were blind, but now we are a witness, because it is for us that Jesus wept. It is for us that He suffered. It is for us that He had compassion. And we went to the book of John chapter 9. We concluded chapter 9 yesterday. I would want us to read chapter 10 today. And the sub-theme of the discussion today would be the fold. Jesus wept the fold. So He wept for the blind, and now He brought all the blind together after opening their eyes, and He kept them in the fold. And so we'll read that from John chapter 10, and we would be able to draw connections to previous discussions or the previous topic we had yesterday from this chapter as well. Before we go on, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee. We are ever grateful to You. We thank You for we know not what light is until You shine Your light upon us. We know not what it means to be free until You set us free. We indeed do not know what it means to perceive until You actually give us perception and You give us the ability to discern between good and evil. And You give us the ability to embrace life. We thank You because from the journey of being blind to the story of being in the fold, and all born to the story of the death and resurrection, they all are contained in these three chapters which we want to look at this week. And we pray, Lord, that You would let me as a speaker be able to speak in a way that the people who listen would understand, and that they who listen as well will be able to see life in that which is spoken. Blessed be Your name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." That is after that Jesus had spoken to the Pharisees. Then He said, "Verily, I say unto you," right there, "he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." So, there is a sheepfold, and that fold is where all those who were once blind, who had now received their sight, would be led into. We can tell when Paul was led into that fold. We could tell yesterday when that woman at Samaria was led into the fold. And specifically, we can tell at the point in which this man who was born blind was led into the fold. That is the very point where He said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And the point in which the Lord said, "It is I that talked with thee." And then He said, "I believe," and He worshipped Him. That led Him into the fold. And then Jesus now is talking about the door into the sheepfold, wherein that man knocked into, wherein that Paul knocked, wherein this woman in Samaria knocked. Everyone must enter through that door. You cannot climb up some other way. You cannot say you would not listen to the sound and the creaking sound of the door. It's an old, ancient door. It's not a new one. When you open it, it makes a creaking sound. And that creaking sound sometimes might be very, very troublesome to people. Oh, I don't like the preaching of this person. Oh, I don't like the way this person brings his sermon. Oh, I don't like the doctrine this person is teaching. You have to still listen to it. It's part of the creaking sound of the door. You cannot, if you are interested in jumping over the fence, it means you are walking like a thief. Everything about God is a process. You believed, you make confession. Remember we talked about confession yesterday. The man made a confession. I was blind, that's a confession. And then he received his sight by going into the water, washing himself, and coming back, calling upon the name of the Lord. And he became a true witness to God. And that, he entered in through the door. He did not circumvent any of those processes. He did not go across the path. He went right through the door, through Jesus Christ. In that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Two things now. I'll read again. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold is a thief or a robber. But he that entereth in through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and lead them out. So there is a porter whose job is to keep the door. And he opens the door to the shepherd of the sheep. Yes, we often say Jesus is the great shepherd, right? That is true. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the shepherd. Jesus is the one walking through the porter. We would see clearly. He calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. So he has a sheep that he calls by name and that he has to lead out. And when he put forth his own sheep and they go before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They do not, it's not like they hear his voice, but they know, they recognize his voice. They recognize his voice. When the Lord speaks to us, we do recognize that the Lord is speaking. They recognize his voice. These parables speak Jesus unto them, but they do not understand what things they which he speak unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Not I am the door of the sheepfold. I am the door of the sheep, singular. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Now let me explain. In the beginning, he said, I am the door into the sheep. He that entered by the door, not by the door into the sheepfold. That is one thing. Now here he says, I am the door of the sheep. That is to say, I am the sight of the sheep. I am the only path in which the sheep can go in and out. I am the only one that gives the sheep ability to be free. Without the door being open, the sheep is kept in confinement. Brethren, the Lord Jesus must be everything to us. Try this. Maybe you can try it. Try to get a big stone and put in front of your door. Or you come inside and you ask someone to put a big stone in front of your door and see if you can go out. You will not be able to. Logically. Jesus is the only way wherein we must be able to go in and out. There is no alternatives. Yeah, there is absolutely. He didn't say, I'm the door to the sheepfold. No. Every sheep must recognize that Jesus is the door to them. It's not just a single door where all of us will go in and out. It's also a personal experience. The man whose eyes was open is the man who has a personal experience of eyesight. We cannot be vouching, or we cannot take on the testimony of others as our testimony and go on with that. No, we need to have our own testimony. We need to have our own experience. We need to know what it means to see. We need to know what it means to have an eyesight. That is the difference. I am the door to the sheep. Or I am the door of the sheep, rather. All that ever came before me, they all came to steal the sheep. Now, hear this clearly. I am the one that locks out every other person so that they will not be able to steal the sheep. I am the protector of the sheep. The door is the protector, the first sign of defense to the house. The first line of defense is your door. If you have a fence, maybe that's your fence. But at least the last line of defense to your house, your personal property, should be your door. I am that last line of defense. Not to the sheepfold, but to you. You that you are listening to me right now. Jesus Christ is the last line of defense to you. That's why he said, I am the door of the sheep. Now put your name there and say, I am the door of sister so-so-so. I am the door of brother so-so-so. I am the door of the sheep. Jesus Christ is your last defense. Everyone that had come before now were thieves and robbers. Their objective simply was to come and steal your soul. Their objective was to ensure that you die blind. The objective is so that you can sit down there and keep asking for hands and keep asking for support and help and not be able to see this light. That has been their objective. Thieves, to steal you, to rob you of your eyesight, to rob you of your hearing, to rob you of your speech, to rob you of your discernment. But the sheep did not hear them. They've all spoken all through your life. All you did was you kept on looking. You kept on searching. And until Jesus, he said, remember yesterday we said, when Jesus heard that he was cast out, Jesus had to be the one to find him. Jesus was the one who found the man. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Any man should not go into the fence, through the window, but by me, if any man, that's a conditional statement. If any man, it doesn't mean Jesus will open the door for everyone, no. But if any man would enter in, he shall be saved. And he shall go in and out and find rest. Amen. Pasture is rest. Have you not found rest? Are you not at peace? Having known this God, have you not been at peace? No, please tell me. Have you not been at peace? I have been at peace myself. In my daily work, I have been at peace. Even in the midst of turmoil and troubles, I have been at peace. He would find pasture, a green pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Now, Jesus is also the good shepherd. He is also the door. He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, listen. Check who you are listening to. Is that person an hireling? You can know. Because he says a stranger voice they would not know. If the Spirit of the Lord makes it clear in your heart that this person is making a merchandise of your soul, that person is an hireling. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leave the sheep, flee, and the wolf catch them and scattereth the sheep. The wolf cannot destroy the sheep. The wolf cannot kill the sheep because the sheep belongs to the great shepherd. But it can scatter the sheep. Anyone who come among us to scatter the fold is a wolf. Oh, a minister came and sow a seed of discord and scatters the fold, that is a wolf. He comes to scatter. Oh, you think that you know best than your pastor, and that you're speaking here and there, and you're sowing seed of discord, you are a wolf. You're a hireling. Oh, that person had come to speak to you and is convincing you otherwise against your pastor, against the shepherd. That person is a wolf. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. We know the Lord because we can see. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have. Listen to this. Other sheep I have. I've always said this. Never should we get to the point where we believe that we are the only one. We are not the only one. God is bringing other people in. We're not the only one. Yes, we believe in the end time message. Yes, the Lord has called us back to the scriptures. Yes, but there are people the Lord is preparing and will bring them. He didn't say we will go to meet them. No. Let's finish it. He said, they are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. He would bring them. And they shall hear my voice. Is it not bringing them every single day? There are conventions happening and maybe revivals happening in Kenya, revivals happening in Asia, revivals happening in Europe, revivals happening in Nigeria, revivals happening everywhere. Daily, the Lord is calling every one of us, every one of them, and their eyesight were being given. And now they can say, wow, we can now see. We are witnesses now. And there should be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore, doth my Father love me, and because I laid out my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me. No. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. He had called us into one fold. This fold called Body of Christ. We should appreciate that. Do not forsake the gathering of the brethren. For our sake he wept. For our sake he suffered. For our sake he did everything possible that we might have sight. And not that we can have sight and go and get scattered everywhere, but so that he can bring us to a fold. And so anything and anyone that speaks contrary to the fold, that wants to come into the fence, that wants to interject and break the fold, those people are hirelings, and we should call them out. We should call them out. hirelings are not allowed. Robbers and thieves are not allowed. We want to bless the name of the Lord, and we want to appreciate God for being the great shepherd, for being the door through whom we can go in and out and find rest. I want you to spend the day just blessing God. Throughout this week, we just wanted to thank you, Jesus. We have heard a lot of preachers. We have heard a lot from the beginning of the year. I know many messages have come, and we bless the name of the Lord for such wonderful messages. But now is the time to say, thank you, Jesus. I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, but now I am a witness. I was blind, but now I am in the fold of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you all, and may the Lord see you through the rest of the day. Amen. Amen.